So the biomass indices are down in Area 6, and they're up and down in Area 5, and they're up in Area 4.
When you say that the spawning biomass, can you just give me an idea what that is and where it is in relation to previous assessments?
So spawning stock biomass is the weight of all the females that we estimate from our surveys in each area. So it's basically just how many female shrimp are out there. So, you know, shrimp are born as males and then they turn into females. So most of the things that we catch are females. While there are ups and downs in all three areas, they all remain close to the lower levels in our survey time series.
Just give me an outline. Well, we have to go three separate zones. I'm always thinking 2J, 3KL as one large body, but we have to go the three different zones. Just do that again for me. Summarize the status of the three zones.
So shrimp fishing area 4 is in the cautious zone for the second year. Shrimp fishing area 5 is in the healthy zone. And shrimp fishing area 6 is in the critical zone for the fourth consecutive year.
You also mentioned that there is a greater amount of predation going on in relation to the shrimp. Can you just outline that process? What consumes them? Where do they go? That kind of thing.
Yep. Most of our research about predation is from SFA 6 and just the southern part of SFA 5. We have some from the northern part of SFA 5 too. So during our surveys, we actually take the stomachs out of groundfish and we look at what they're eating. So that's how we determine how much predation is happening. So there had been a shift in recent years towards eating more shrimp, less capelin, likely due to the availability of capelin as well as the number of predators out there. So some of the predators that eat northern shrimp are things like Atlantic cod and turbot and redfish.
Catherine Skaines, can you just tell me the process from here? This is not the be-all and end-all. You do the scientific part of it. Then there's another process. Can you just outline that for me?
So the next process is led by DFO Resource Management, where they'll convene different groups together. So there'll be indigenous groups and industry representatives, including harvesters, processors, and whatnot, and government representatives, and DFO Science and Resource Management. And at those meetings, they take the science advice into consideration, and everyone around the table gets a chance to speak, and all the considerations are drafted into a memo that goes to the fisheries minister for the setting of the quotas.
On occasion, we'll hear from harvesters disagreeing with science and saying, well, yes, they're doing the scientific part, but they're not talking to harvesters on the ground, on the water, in the boats, getting the information from those who are out there all the time. Was that process followed through in this assessment and factored in?
We always take harvesters' views into account. They attend our assessment meetings, they attend the advisory meetings, and they're more than welcome to call me anytime. I get some calls from harvesters. And their logbook data and observer data is all used during the assessment to look at fishing catch rates and whatnot.
Catherine Skaines, DFO, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.